This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with the President of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo, on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Kananaskis, Canada. This was the first time meeting between the two leaders. Prime Minister thanked President Sheinbaum for the support extended by Mexico in India's fight against terrorism. Highlighting the historical bonds of the friendship between India and Mexico, the two leaders agreed to work towards further expanding ties in the areas of trade, investment, startups, innovation, science and technology, and automotive sector, and to promote people-to-people exchanges. They noted with satisfaction the growing trade and investment cooperation between the two countries, the growing opportunities in the pharmaceutical, agricultural, and holistic health sectors figured prominently in the discussions. Prime Minister Modi underlined that the two countries should explore collaboration in the fields of semiconductors, AI, quantum, and critical minerals. The leaders also exchanged views on the pressing global and regional issues and the priorities of the Global South. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with South Korean President Lee Jin-yong. The two leaders reaffirmed their commitment in deepening India-South Korea's special strategic partnership by exploring new avenues for cooperation through partnerships in areas of trade and economy, critical and emerging technologies, green hydrogen, shipbuilding and culture, among others. They also discussed regional and global issues. Mr. Modi also held a meeting with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz. He also interacted with President of South Africa Cyril Ramaphosa and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese at the G7 summit. On the third leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will reach Croatia today. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News in Zagreb, Indian Ambassador to Croatia Arun Goel said, Mr. Modi's visit to Croatia will also underscore India's commitment to further strengthening its engagement with partners in the European Union.
Visit by Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi is a huge thing because it's putting Croatia on the global map. So this is a first visit to Balkans that now India is focusing on Balkans in its foreign policy. So the whole region gets a big boost with this visit, the bonding which is likely to develop between the two prime ministers and resultantly amongst the people of two countries. So this is going to put our relations in all spheres on a different trajectory, the fruits of which will be visible in the decades to come.
With national emergency in Israel still in place and the airspace closed, the Indian embassy in Tel Aviv has asked for those Indians looking to leave the country to look at availing land border crossing options. The embassy has asked Indian citizens staying in Israel to register with the mission. In an updated advisory, the embassy said for all Indian nationals currently in Israel to stay vigilant and follow safety protocols issued by the Israeli Home Front Command. According to the advisory, all Indians in Israel are safe and the embassy is constantly monitoring the situation, setting up a 24/7 helpline and by maintaining contact with them. In Gujarat, nearly 163 DNA samples of the disease of the recent Ahmedabad plane crash have been successfully identified so far, and 124 mortal remains were handed over to the family members. Medical Superintendent of Ahmedabad Civil Hospital, Dr. Rakesh Joshi, told media that 24 mortal remains will be handed over this morning. Directorate General of Civil Aviation has reviewed operations of Air India and Air India Express in a high-level meeting held in New Delhi yesterday. The DGCA raised concerns regarding the recent maintenance-related issues reported by Air India. The airline has been advised to strengthen internal coordination across engineering, operations, ground handling units and ensure availability of adequate spares to mitigate passenger delays resulting from such issues and strictly adhere to the regulations. India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Goa, Maharashtra, Karnataka, Assam, Nagaland and Meghalaya for the next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, rain lashed Delhi NCR yesterday, bringing much-needed respite from the scorching summer heat. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian women's team lost 1-4 to Argentina the Lee Valley Hockey and the Tennis Centre in London. This was the side's second consecutive loss in the European leg of the season after it lost 1-2 to Australia on Sunday. Deepika scored the lone goal for India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.